In what ways were the services not very good?
Firstly, we found that the number of specialist children's diabetic clinics was relatively small. I can't remember the exact figures now, but I think at least 40% of the clinics which were where children were being seen were general paediatric clinics. That means that the children with diabetes were being seen in clinics alongside children with asthma or epilepsy or cerebral palsy or whatever. They weren't in specialist clinics. And also, rather, few of them were using HbA1c as the gold standard of care. Rather few of them had specialist nurses and dietitians, and hardly any had psychological and psychiatric help in clinics. Unfortunately, that still remains. But when we reported all this, we gave some emphasis to the need for trying to set up specialist children's diabetic clinics looked after by consultants who had a special interest in diabetes. It seemed very unfair and unrealistic to expect general paediatricians who were looking after other interests to give any special time or expertise towards diabetes if they were in general paediatric clinics. And so this was the push. And I have to say, in our last survey in 2004, I think the situation has changed dramatically in that something like 96% of children with diabetes are now seen in specialist clinics long before time. Although there have been major improvements also in the number of clinics who have specialist nurses, the number of nurses is still not adequate. Some clinics do not have specialist paediatric dietitians, and very few have specific help from mental health workers. And these are still considerable deficiencies which we have reported just recently in the medical press.